You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's read the book of Gospel according to Luke chapter 9.
我们读57节到62节, 请弟兄姊妹一同来读。 路加福音第9章57到62节。
Verse 57 through 62. Luke 9:57-62.
他们走路的时候, 有一人对耶稣说, 你无论往哪里去, 我要跟从你。 耶稣说, 狐狸有洞, 天空的飞鸟有窝, 只是人子没有枕头的地方。 又对一个人说, 跟从我来, 那人说主啊, 容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。 耶稣说任凭死人埋葬他们的死人, 你只管去传扬神的国的道。 又有一人说, 主, 我要跟从你, 但容我先去辞别我家里的人。 耶稣说, 手扶的犁, 向后看的, 不配进神的国。 今天早上在我选诗歌的时候, 我很想再选198首。
This morning when I picked the hymns, I really want to pick 198 again. But we have seen it so many times for the past few weeks. I don't know whether you're tired about it or not. So I add two numbers to it, so it becomes
200.
But deep down inside, I really like to sing 198 again. Now, brother and sister, do you really like that one?
198?
Now, if you really like that one, if you can raise your hand, we can sing it just once more.
也许弟兄, 有弟兄来唱啊, 这首诗歌, 很多人都会背, 我们再唱一次好不好?
Today, we'll continue on the message of discipleship.
如果我问一个问题, 在12门徒里面, 你们喜欢, 最喜欢哪一个?
If I should ask a question among the 12 disciples, which one you like most?
大家告诉我, 最喜欢哪一位?
Now, would you tell me which one you like most?
第一个进到你脑子里的名字是哪一个?
Now, which is the first name that entered into your mind?
有没有人告诉我你喜欢哪一个门徒?
Now, would you tell me which one you like?
约翰,
John.
我就猜到你要说约翰。
I guess that you will say John.
所以我今天要讲约翰。
That's why I will say John. I will talk about John today.
但弟兄姊妹,约翰很可爱吗?
Now, is John very lovely?
那胡姊妹告诉我为什么约翰可爱?
Now, Sister Hu, would you tell me why is John so lovable?
所以他选了一个弟兄叫做John.
That's why he picked a brother named John.
我想大家都答不上来,为什么喜欢约翰?
Now, why do you like John so much?
我们读一节圣经,
Let's read a verse.
Mark 3:17.
Mark 3:17.
弟兄姊妹找到没有,我们一同来读好不好?
Let's read it together.
还有西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰, 又给这两个人起名叫伴尼奇, 就是雷子的意思。
And James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the son of thunder.
弟兄姊妹们,这个名字,半尼奇,意思就是雷子。
Now, this name, Boanerges, is meaning the son of thunder.
这个名字很奇怪啊。
Now, this is a strange name.
雷子,我想不是因为他讲话很声音很大。
I don't think it's because he talks loud.
为什么叫他做雷子?
Now, why it was named son of thunder?
我想因为他脾气很不好。
I believe he's got a bad temper.
弟兄姊妹有没有想到约翰和雅各是两个大脾气的人?
Now, do you ever think of that John and James are two with hot temper?
汉姊妹啊,胡姊妹,你喜欢一个脾气火大的人吗?
Now, Sister Hu, do you like a man with a hot temper?
约翰和雅各,他们的名字叫伴尼奇,是雷子的意思。
But John and James, they were named Boanerges, that means the son of thunder.
那我到底要问,到底你们对雅各,约翰有多少认识啊?
Then I'll have to ask you, how much do you know this John and James?
刚才我问了一个问题，大家都没有回答，为什么约翰可爱？为什么约翰觉得可亲？回答不出来。
I just asked a question now, why is he lovable? And nobody can answer that.
再看看他的名字可不好说，叫他雷子啊。
But if we look into his name, then oh, that's terrible because his name is Son of Thunder.
我想雅各和约翰，主耶稣叫他们雷子的时候，他们也无可奈何。
I believe when John and James heard that they were named so, they couldn't do a thing about it.
他们愿不愿意接受这个名字呢?
Are they willing to receive this kind of name?
他们绝不觉得自己是雷子呢?
Do they really think themselves as a son of thunder?
恐怕是一面又不太敢,不想接受,一面又不好意思说,父子你弄错,我不是雷子。
I believe, they probably don't really want to receive it, but then they're not to say, no, I'm not the son of thunder.
到底约翰是不是雷子啊?
Now, is John really the son of thunder?
我们看看圣经怎么记载。
Let's look at the scripture, see how was it recorded.
弟兄姊妹，考验考验我们大家对约翰跟雅各有多少认识啊?
Now, this is a test, see how much we know them.
我们先看马可福音九章三十八节到四十节。
Let's read Mark 9.
三十八到四十。
Mark 9:38-40。
一起读好不好
?Let's read it together.
约翰对那人说夫子对耶稣说夫子我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼我们就禁止他因为他不跟从我们。耶稣说不要禁止他因为没有人奉我名行异能反倒轻易毁谤我。不抵挡我们的就是帮助我们的。有一个人在那里传道赶鬼奉着主的名来行神迹。
There's one there, preaching the gospel and casting out devil in Jesus' name.
但这个人约翰不认识他。
But this person, John didn't know.
他说只有我们是跟随耶稣我们能奉主的名为什么他也能奉主的名啊
Because John think, only us, now, we are the ones that follow Jesus. How come this stranger can do the same thing?
他一看就火大了。
So he is really mad.
他说夫子他奉你的名去禁止他。
So he said, Master, he's doing this. Now you go stop him.
火气大不大?
Now is he in a bad temper?
我们再看马可福音第十章。
Let's read Mark 10.
三十五到四十五。
35-45.
西庇太的儿子雅各约翰近前来对耶稣说夫子我们无论求你什么愿你给我们做。耶稣说要我给你们做什么他们说赐我们在你的荣耀里一个坐在你右边一个坐在你左边耶稣说你们不知道所求的是什么我所喝的杯你们能喝吗我所受的洗你们能受吗他们说我们能耶稣说我所喝的杯你们也要喝我所受的洗你们也要受只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁那十个门徒听见就恼怒雅各约翰第十最后一节哈四十一节
verse 41 and when the ten heard it they began to be much displeased with James and John
弟兄姊妹们雅各约翰可不可爱啊
now are they lovable
那十个门徒听见恼怒的哎呀这两个人
those ten disciples are so mad at them that these two
还想做老大老二了。
They want to be the first and the second.
将来复活，一个坐在主耶稣左边，一个坐在主的右边。
Later on, after resurrection, they want to sit one in the left, one in the right.
那我们这十人坐哪里啊
？Now where do we sit?
他们恼怒雅各、约翰。
So they're very mad at them.
我们再看，路加福音，我们转回来看路加福音第九章。
Let's read Luke 9.
这次我们请大家一起读好不好
？Let's read it together this time.
我们从四十六节读起
Starting from 46
请弟兄姊妹一同读四十六节我们一段一段读好吧四十六节先读到四十八节
Let's read 46 through 48 first
好请弟兄姊妹一同读门徒中间起了议论谁将为大耶稣看出他们心中的议论就领一个小孩子来叫他站在自己的旁边对他们说凡为我名接待这小孩子的就是接待我凡接待我的就是接待那差我来的你们中间最小的他变为大那弟兄姊妹我想主早就知道约翰雅各还有其他十个人呢、啊，心里他怎么想
I believe Jesus already know what they were thinking ahead of time
有一天雅各约翰他们心里的故事露出来了。
One day when John and James, they have this thought revealed.
那么其实圣经里记载门徒争论谁伟大是常常争论谁伟大。
But actually, it was recorded, all, among those disciples, this kind of argument happened all the time to fight who's the greatest.
耶稣看出他们心中议论呢，就领个小孩子来。
Jesus knows what's inside of them. So he lead a little child in front of them.
他说你们中间最大的就最小，最小的就最大。
Then he say, among you the greatest will be the smallest, and smallest will be the greatest.
门徒们没有听懂啊。
And those disciples did not really understand.
我们再读49节和50节。
Let's read verse 49 through 50.
我们再一起读。约翰说，父子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他。因为他不与我们一同跟从你。耶稣说，不要禁止他，因为不抵挡你们的就是帮助你们的。这节圣经我们刚才读的差不多啊，我们再继续读51节到56节。
51 through 56。
耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去，便打发使者在他前面走。他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要为他预备，那里的人不接待他，因他面向耶路撒冷去。他的门徒雅各约翰看见了，就说，主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？耶稣转身责备那两个门徒说，你们的心如何你们并不知道。人子来不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。说着就往别的村庄去了。又是这两个门徒。
Again, these two.
约翰、雅各。
John and James.
他们好像一对双生子一样。
They are like twins.
一个人心里有这个意思，那个人也是一样。
Now one have the thought, the other have the same thought.
西庇太这两个儿子常常和门徒们找麻烦。
The sons of Zebedee is always causing trouble among disciples.
所以我不晓得为什么弟兄姊妹这么喜欢约翰。
I don't know why you like John so much.
其实我也很喜欢约翰。
But in fact, I like John very much.
等到我们讲完今天的信息，我希望我们更爱约翰。
After this message, I hope that we'll love him even more.
但弟兄姊妹们，约翰按照天然的个性不是一个可爱的人。
But according to his nature, he's not a very lovable person.
主耶稣叫他伴尼奇啊。
Because Jesus called him Boanerges.
主的话真是很幽默。
Our Lord's really full of humor.
你们有没有被人叫过各样绰号啊？
Now, have you been nicknamed by other people?
你听到这些绰号你高不高兴啊？
Now, after you heard them, are you happy?
但是多半这些绰号都最对的名字。
But most of the time, all those nicknames are the really correct to you.
别人看我们呢，比我们自己看自己清楚。
Because other people see us clearer than we see ourselves.
这个不是叫我们去论断别人。
Now, this is not to teach you to judge other people.
约翰和雅各刚刚听见主耶稣叫他们伴尼奇的时候。
When John and James first heard that Jesus calls them Boanerges.
一面大概他们也很欢喜，因为主耶稣特别看重他们，特别看见他们。
But at one hand, that they're very happy because Jesus really paid attention to them.
主耶稣称利未做马太。
Because Jesus called Levi Matthew.
主耶稣叫西门叫彼得。
He called Simon Peter.
这个约翰雅各都给他们起个名字叫伴尼奇。
And John James, he gave them name Boanerges.
至少这些人名字在主的心里面。
At least those names are in Jesus' heart.
所以他们也许很欢喜。
So probably they're very happy.
可是我想他们还不大服气。
But then they still cannot accept it totally.
为什么叫我做雷子？我又不会打雷。
Why was I named the son of thunder? I don't cause that kind of a frightening thing.
但是有一天，当约翰雅各看见有人奉主的名在那里传道。
But then one day when John and James saw people casting out preaching in Jesus' name.
弟兄姊妹们，雅各和约翰天生是个性情窄小的人。
Now you can see that John and James was in nature a very narrow person.
这可以自己做，别人不能做的。
They can do something, but not others.
他们奉主的名，他们也出去学习传道、医病、赶鬼。
They in Jesus' name they went out. They healed people and they cast out devils.
但是。别人做这些事情的时候，他们心里不高兴。
But when other people do the same thing, they're not happy.
因为他们心里总觉得说，
自己做这件事情有相当的荣耀。
Because they think when we are doing it, that there's a certain glory there.
你晓得我们今天侍奉主很多时候啊，也是这样情形。
Nowadays, when we serve the Lord, so many times we're like that.
我以前讲过，常常说，那我们去看望一个人，结果看了半天，他得救了，但是不来我们这里聚会。
I always say that a lot of time we visit someone and afterwards he's saved, but he doesn't come here to have meeting with us.
心里难过。
Then you feel bad.
保罗不是这样。
But Paul's not like that.
保罗说，无论如何，福音总是传开了。
He said, no matter what, the gospel is spread.
所以他说他要欢喜。
So he's still happy.
他心里欢喜。
Inside he's happy.
弟兄姊妹们，度量窄小是每一个天然人都有这样情形。
Now to be narrow is the nature in everybody.
旧约时候人是这样，新约时候人这样。
In the Old Testament, so and in the same in the New Testament.
两千年以前这样，今天还是这样。
It was so 2,000 years ago, and today is still the same.
但是每个人都觉得我度量还不小哈。
But everybody will think that I'm pretty good.
因为还没有摸到你度量的边界嘞。
Because they haven't really touched the boundary of your measure.
因为你天天为自己而活的时候。
Because every day when you live for yourself,
没有人敢碰你啊。
Nobody can touch you.
像个刺猬一样，人生活在一起好像刺猬一样。
Because among people we're like the porcupines.
靠得太远了，很冷啊。
When we're further apart, it's kind of cold.
但如果挤得太近啊，会痛啊。
But if we're too close together, it's starting to hurt.
我每次看见弟兄姊妹家里面超过四个人在一起住的时候，我就很佩服他们。
Every time I saw that in a family there's more than four members, I'm very, I think.
Admire them.
I admire them.
我家里有五，小时候我家里有五个人啊。
When I was young, we have five people in my family.
父亲、母亲还有一个姐姐一个弟弟。
I have my parents and an older sister and a younger brother.
天天吵架。
We fight every day.
我觉得他们度量真是不够。
And I feel they are so stingy and so narrow.
但是奇怪，都是跟我吵架。
But how come they always fight with me?
这不明白呀。
So I don't understand.
他们都在小到一个地步要跟我吵架。
They are so narrow that they want to fight with me.
不晓得每个人都度量有个限度。
And I didn't know we all have a certain limit.
旧约里面也是这样啊。
And it's the same in the Old Testament.
有个君王叫做罗伯安。
There's a king named Roboam.
他是所罗门的儿子。
He's the son of Solomon.
你晓得所罗门是圣经里面记载度量最大的一个人。
Now Solomon is recorded in the Bible as the most, with the greatest measure.
因为他去祷告神，他说：“求你给我个大的度量。”
Because when he prayed to the Lord, he prayed that he will have a great measure.
圣经里说所罗门的心广大如同海沙。
And it was said that the King Solomon has this, that his heart is great and broad like the sea.
但是他的儿子罗伯安度量不够大。
But his son doesn't have such good measure.
有一天以色列国被分裂成两半。
One day when Israel was split into two.
北面叫做以色列，南面叫做犹大。
The north part is Israel and the south is Judah.
所罗门的儿子罗伯安只有南面的两个支派。
And the son of Solomon only have the two tribes in the south.
耶罗伯安他得了十个支派。
But Jeroboam has the 10 tribes in the north.
所以耶罗伯安头一件事就是打，把他打回来。
So Roboam, first thing he's come to his mind is that I have to fight. I have to conquer them.
神说不许他打。
And the God said no.
你知道圣经里记得很妙，他就当时就不打就回去了。
So at that time it was recorded, so he stopped fighting and go back.
但是圣经里又记载说。罗伯安在世日子，常常跟耶罗伯安征战。
But then it was recorded in his days that he lived, he always have trouble with Jeroboam.
明着不敢打，暗中常常打。
There's no open war, but there's a cold war going on.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天度量不够啊，和人中间呢冷战哈，的确冷战，明着不敢，暗中还是征战。
Now when we don't have this the big measure, we do that all the time. We don't have an open fight with someone, but the cold war is always going on.
罗伯安他比较敬畏神，他在设立祭坛。他在耶路撒冷祭坛，他请祭司侍奉。
He
Roboam.
Roboam. Rehoboam asked the priest to set up altars in Jerusalem. And Jeroboam is very jealous about this.
So he set
up an altar himself.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这个现象啊，大家增进彼此增进啊，都一样。
Now this is the same that everybody's fighting like this.
但是保罗刚才我们说保罗的度量。
But Paul had a different measure.
他明明知道有些人传福音是出于嫉妒、出于纷争、出于结党。
Indeed, he already knows some people who preach the gospel. The purpose of that is to fight and to have conflict and to have a small group.
但是他说，无论如何，福音总是传开了。But
he said, nevertheless, the gospel is spread.
他说，为此我要欢喜，我还要欢喜。For
this, I will joy, and again, I will be joyful.
主耶稣度量更大。And
Jesus have even greater measure.
他说，不要禁止他。
Jesus said, don't stop them.
因为不抵挡你们呢, 就是帮助你们的。
Because he said, if they're not against us, they're for us.
他说, 奉主的名侍奉的, 不会抵挡主。
He said, those who serve in the name of the Lord will not fight against the Lord.
但是这件事情出来的时候, 我们讲谁, 不是讲罗伯汉, 今天讲约翰啊, 约翰受不了。
But then when when Jesus said that, John cannot stand it.
因为不仅约翰度量窄小,他有一个成见,专断。
Not only that, he has a pre-concept.
他有一个嫉妒的态度。
He's jealous.
因为不知道为什么呀,好像这些罪的本性在每个人身上或多或少显出来,总是这样。
Somehow this kind of the nature of sin, which was show force in everybody more or less here and there.
没有一个人是说只有一种病的。
Nobody's only have one little shortcoming.
有些人说我什么都好，就是脾气坏一点。
And some people say, "Oh, I'm all right, except I have a little hot temper."
我什么都好，就脾气急一点。
I'm okay in every respect, except I'm a little bit I'm a short tempered.
但脾气坏跟脾气这个急啊，差不多哎。
This bad temper or short temper is about the same.
急躁的人就一定要脾气坏的。
Those who have a hot temper, they usually have a bad temper.
有些时候我说我们度量什么都好，就是这个人心地狭小一点。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, this person is all right, except he's a little bit stingy."
但心地狭小的时候，有时候也会算计别人。But
we know that stingy person sometimes will calculate against other people.
那个约翰呢？你看他这件一句话说出来的时候，你碰到这个味道啊，这个人呢，就是度量不够。Now
when he said that, then you can touch something inside of him that is he's such a small measure.
但是还不止这样。But
not only that.
又有一次。And
one more time, there's in another occasion.
那这回真是雷子表现出来了。Now
this time is really the behavior of a son of thunder.
那一天，主耶稣面向着耶路撒冷去。That
day when Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem.
但是撒玛利亚人不接待他。But
the Samaritan does not receive them.
圣经里并没有讲为什么不接待他。In
the Bible, it did not tell us why the Samaritan refused him.
但是底下接着说，因为他向耶路撒冷去。But
it says because his face as if he's going to Jerusalem.
好像这里的意思就是说，因为他专心向着神的缘故。As
if it's trying to say that because Jesus is so concentrated, he's trying to face God.
所以他被撒玛利亚人所弃绝。That's
why he's despised by Samaritans.
因为撒玛利亚的人是一半一半、半天半地的这些基督徒。
Because the Samaritans are the sort of so-called half-Christian.
主耶稣要他的门徒在村庄里面预备，他们却不让他去。And
Jesus wanted the disciples send messengers into the village to prepare.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣是为了神的旨意到耶路撒冷去。We
know Jesus go to Jerusalem is because of God's will.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.